Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Wayward plane triggers scare.
It took searchers 4 hours to find the wreckage.
Presidential candidates converge.
Well, hello, Iowa.
Hello, Iowa.
Slashing oil production.
Gas prices could be on the rise even more.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Fighter jets caused a sonic boom that rattled homes in Washington, D.C. They were scrambled to intercept a small plane that entered restricted airspace. CBS's Jeff Pegues is near where that plane eventually crash-landed in Northern Virginia.
It was headed from a municipal airport in Tennessee to Long Island MacArthur Airport in New York when it reversed course, later flying through restricted airspace over Washington. The military jets responded to intercept the plane around 3:20 p.m. and even deployed flares to draw attention, but the pilot was unresponsive. It wasn't until nearly 8 p.m. that search teams reached the crash site on foot. Police said no survivors were found.
This has the signatures of some sort of incapacitation.
Robert Sumwalt, chair of the National Transportation Safety Board, one possible cause of the crash.
The airplane does not pressurize properly. The pilots become hypoxic. They fall asleep, as do the passengers. Meanwhile, the airplane continues.
The plane was registered to a Florida-based company owned by John and Barbara Rumpel. John Rumpel said that his daughter, 2-year-old granddaughter, her nanny, and the pilot were aboard the plane.
CBS's Robert Costa tells us Iowa was the weekend spot for Republican presidential candidates.
How's the great state of Iowa?
8 GOP hopefuls were on hand, but missing was front-runner former President Donald Trump, who was in the Hawkeye State last week.
You can't do any of it if you don't win.
While Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who's running second in the polls, continued to take veiled swipes at Trump.
We need to dispense with the culture of losing.
Ambassador Nikki Haley.
On Sunday night, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley used a CNN town hall in Iowa to make her case.
It is time for us to leave the baggage of the past, the negativity to the past, and start thinking of our families.
And this week, former Vice President Mike Pence hopes to drive up his chances.
When I got time to announce come this Wednesday, I'm announcing in Iowa.
Asia correspondent Elizabeth Palmer has the latest on rising tensions between the U.S. and China. A top Chinese defense official commenting on close calls in the air and what happened Saturday, a Chinese warship crossing in front of an American destroyer in the Taiwan Strait.
General Li didn't address the Chinese decision-making that led to the incidents, but implied the U.S. was ultimately responsible. To avoid similar encounters, he said the U.S. should steer clear of the area around China. Mind your own business. But the U.S. sees routine air and sea patrols as very much its own business, where China's flexing military muscle in the Pacific. America and its allies want to underscore their position that this is international space open to everyone.
CBS's Deborah Pata has the latest on the war in Ukraine.
Russia's Ministry of Defense claiming its troops repelling a Ukrainian advance in the eastern Donetsk region. We can't verify this, and Kyiv has consistently sent mixed signals, perhaps a military tactic in itself. Across the border in Russia, a new front line has opened up. Anti-Kremlin militia fighting alongside Ukraine have stepped up attacks in the Belgorod region. The daily hardships Ukrainians have become so accustomed to now being felt by thousands of Russians who've taken refuge in a temporary shelter. We're trying to be strong, said Irina Berlakova, because we have children who give us the incentive to carry on.
Correspondent Holly Williams has more on the aftermath of a train crash in India that killed an estimated 275 people.
Families are still searching for their loved ones. A grim trawl through the morgue. This man lost his brother, newly married and with a young son. I haven't told our mother, he says. She won't be able to handle this news. My husband has not been found yet, said this woman. My husband has not been found.
In northern Afghanistan, around 60 girls were hospitalized after being poisoned at school. Police have not said who was responsible or what substance was used.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A court case this week in Britain has interest far beyond the United Kingdom.
Tomorrow, Prince Harry becomes the first British royal in 120 years to testify in a court of law, leveling his accusations of illegal phone hacking by the Mirror tabloid newspapers.
I don't think anyone will get out looking great.
Former tabloid editor David Yellen noting Harry will face potentially brutal cross-examination.
These kind of cases are often a case of mutually assured destruction.
But Harry's made it clear he's on a crusade to stop practices he says blighted his young life. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
The body of one of three men missing in the partial apartment building collapse in Davenport, Iowa, was recovered over the weekend. It came on the same day Brandon Colvin Sr.'s son graduated from high school. In Canada, one of the major fires burning in Nova Scotia is now contained. Halifax Mayor Mike Savage.
The Tantallon wildfire is officially under control. Now that means that they're contained and not expected to move, but the fires are not still all out.
Another major blaze in the southwest part of the province is still out of control. Smoke from those fires has impacted parts of the East Coast. Saudi Arabia's energy minister announces a unilateral oil production cut.
A million barrel reduction that starts at the 1st of July. That million is also extendable.
The Saudis reducing output by a million barrels a day. Other OPEC plus countries agreed to extend earlier cuts through the end of the year. That likely means gas prices will inch higher. Game two of the NBA Finals. Miami clinging to a three-point lead. Denver has the ball with seconds left.
Denver does have a timeout, but they're not using it. 4 seconds. Murray, step back, three-pointer. One goal. Fight for rebound, Martin. And it's over. The Miami Heat have tied the NBA Finals.
Winning 111-108 on ABC in comeback fashion. Game three, Wednesday night in Miami.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The nation's mayors are meeting in Columbus, Ohio.
Several issues, including gun violence and immigration, have been discussed at the conference. Sylvester Turner is Houston's mayor.
We need comprehensive immigration reform. This problem is not going to go away. At the same time, we need more employees. We need more laborers in our respective cities and in this country.
More than 11,000 migrants have been returned or deported to more than 30 countries, including Mexico, since the pandemic era Title 42 policy expired. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
A big moment on the LPGA Tour.
Rose Zhang is here, and she is here to stay.
On NBC, Zhang, the 20-year-old NCAA champ, became the first player since 1951 to win her debut pro tournament. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay, and what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.